What killed Elvis Presley? On Wednesday morning, October 19th, the morning paper in Memphis, The Commercial Appeal, hit the streets with a startling story. The paper said 10 drugs were present in Elvis Presley's bloodstream the day he died. Among those drugs were an antihistamine, codeine, Demerol, and Valium, one of the most popular and one of the most abused drugs available from a pharmacist. 2 months earlier, the Shelby County medical examiner, Dr. Jerry Francisco, had said that Elvis died of a heart condition. According to the doctor, there was no evidence of drug abuse. On Wednesday morning, Francisco had no comment. On Wednesday afternoon, on my second call to his office, I discovered that Francisco had received my previous message and hadn't done anything about it. He'd left for the day. There was to be a news conference on Friday, I was told. I asked if it would be possible to interview Francisco after that news conference. I was told his office would get back to me. On Thursday, Chum called his office again, and I was informed that my request for an interview had been turned down. Francisco would speak to reporters at the news conference and would have nothing more to say afterwards. On Friday morning, as scheduled, the news conference went ahead, and Francisco told us all, once again, that Elvis Presley had died of a heart condition, specifically from hypertensive heart disease with coronary artery heart disease as a contributing factor. Francisco said, once again, that there was no evidence that drugs made any significant contribution to the death of Elvis Presley. Here is Dr. Francisco's statement to reporters made during his news conference at the University of Tennessee in Memphis.
I think you all have a copy of the written release. If you do not, there's one available at the door. The investigation of the death of Elvis Presley by the office of the Shelby County Medical Examiner has been completed. The death certificate has been signed and filed with the Memphis and Shelby County Health Department. The cause of death has been ascribed to hypertensive heart disease and coronary artery heart disease as a contributory factor. The autopsy report from the pathology department of the Baptist Memorial Hospital, which includes the toxicology results, was completed October the 18th, 1977, and has been reviewed. All of the findings have been discussed by the section of forensic pathology at the University of Tennessee Center for Health Sciences. This includes 3 forensic pathologists and 1 toxicologist. The toxicology findings have also been discussed with 2 other toxicologists in the United States. It's the considered opinion of all the forensic pathologists and 2 of the 3 toxicologists that there is no evidence the medication present in the body of Elvis Presley caused or made any significant contribution to his death. The 3rd toxicologist was of the opinion that all medications were in the therapeutic range, and the toxicologists all agreed that the decision of whether or not these medications played any role should be determined by the forensic pathologist. All the medications present had been prescribed by his doctors. There was an extensive search for illicit drugs, and they were not found to be present.
There were drugs in Elvis's bloodstream at the time of his death. In Francisco's opinion, the drugs did not kill him. John Anderson is the Director of Development and Public Affairs for the Center of Health Sciences at the University of Tennessee. Francisco, in addition to being the Shelby County Medical Examiner, is on staff at the Center for Health Sciences. Anderson attended Francisco's news conference, and I spoke with him. The cause of death was given as hypertensive heart disease with coronary artery heart disease as a contributing factor. As far as Dr. Francisco is concerned, that's all there was to it, eh?
All there was to it.
Were there drugs in his system, in Elvis Presley's bloodstream on the day that he died?
There were, and they were essentially drugs used for sleep, which was one type of drug, just a sleeping medication, and those used for his hypertension, which was just a standard hypertensive drug for keeping his hypertension problem in check.
There were only 2 different drugs then?
There were approximately 8 different, but they were related within that field.
I see. And one wouldn't necessarily counteract another or produce some kind of toxic reaction then?
That's right. They were all prescribed by the physician, his physician, and there were no evidence that they caused any such problem at all.
Okay. Dr. Eric Muirhead, according to the information I have, is the chief of pathology at Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis, and he was the one who apparently did the autopsy on the body of Elvis Presley. How much of this information that Dr. Francisco has released would have come as a result of that autopsy?
Okay, they were part of the team. Dr. Francisco was involved in the
autopsy as his role as medical examiner. And therefore, he reviewed and oversaw this entire project as the county medical examiner. And that was the role he was playing in this whole matter.
Where did the Memphis newspaper, the Memphis Commercial Appeal, get this story it carried that Presley's death was in fact caused by the 10, or you say 8, drugs found in his bloodstream which suppressed his central nervous system and caused him to suffocate? Any idea how that came about?
Well, it apparently came from someone involved in the laboratory proceedings where these where the blood was being examined or analyzed, and I don't know specifically any more than that, but that's apparently where it came.
Am I to assume from that, then, that it probably came from a junior person who may not have been an expert?
It probably did, but I don't know specifically who it was, and so I really can't say with any accuracy. Dr. Francisco refuted that point, and that is to say, he said it was strictly speculative. You know, if there was any such relationship, it's strictly speculative, and one just can't, with any scientific accuracy, say such a thing as far as, in a report of this nature.
John, can you possibly tell me what the 8 different drugs were, or what some of them were anyway?
I don't have the list. I can tell you that they were basically... as I indicated earlier, for one used for an allergy, which he had. One was used for medication for relaxing sleeping, and that's essentially what they were. And his hypertension problem, of course, was the other one. There were about 8 different kinds of found of some significance level found in his blood at the time of death, but they were related to treating those. The only other one was codeine, I guess the most common one, which was related to some dental work that he had done the night before,
mm-hmm.
or just easing some pain from some dental work that had been done.
Was Valium one of the drugs?
Yeah.
There was no evidence of abuse of Valium?
No.
None whatsoever?
None at all.
Now, there was some question about the size of Elvis Presley's heart, that it was larger than normal. Can you explain what was involved there?
It was larger, approximately 50% larger than a person for his age and size, and that was related to his hypertension condition. Obviously, when you have hypertension, your heart's working harder to pump blood, and that was essentially the cause of that size.
Is this hypertensive condition something that developed within the last couple of years or couple of months, or has it been a problem with Elvis Presley for many years?
It's been a problem for several years. That's a rather typical way that this kind of a problem develops, and there was no indication as to exact period of time, but it appeared to have been over a period of several years.
I see. I was wondering about Elvis's weight problem. Did Dr. Francisco or any of the newsmen asking him questions get into that at all?
No, not really. Someone asked about his liver and a question in terms of anything out of the ordinary, and there was nothing specific indicated.
Was Elvis Presley overweight because he ate too much, plain and simple?
Well, and there was nothing at all asked, and there was no explanation or indicated in any comments at all on his weight.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it fluctuated over the years. He was a little heavier at his death than he had been earlier, but there was no specific indication as to why.
I would think that hypertension would tend to make you underweight, if anything, wouldn't it?
Well, it could, although depending upon how, if a person was being treated for it, normally, depending upon the kind of diet prescribed, you would typically have a low or restricted salt diet, and because of the nature of the diet you would be given, you would normally have a lower weight factor, but nothing of that nature was reviewed as to whether he was on a diet or not. There was no indication made.
Mm-hmm. Was there, just to get back to the drugs for one more short minute, was there any indication given as to how long Elvis Presley had been taking these 8 different prescribed drugs?
Nothing specific, except they apparently were doses taken as per instructions by the physician, and nothing out of the ordinary as to, not following the prescribed dosages. So,
no evidence to indicate he was taking more than he should have.
No indication at all of that nature.
There you have it. Officially, heart disease killed Elvis Presley. There were 8 different prescribed drugs in Elvis's bloodstream at the time of his death, but in the opinion of the medical men, they did not contribute significantly to his death. Have we been told the truth? I don't know. I do know Dr. Jerry Francisco, the man who should be able to answer the questions better than anyone, will not talk. He's made his findings public, he's standing by them, and he doesn't care to answer any more questions. He wants to consider the matter finished. I do know there are people who knew Presley, who remain suspicious, very suspicious, not suspicious of murder, nor are they suspicious that Elvis intentionally took his own life. Elvis's death was either by natural causes, which is what Francisco maintains, or it was an accident. There are people who knew Elvis Presley and worked with him and were close to him, people who saw the changes in the man over the last few years, who find it very hard to believe that drugs and his eating habits and maybe even his emotional condition didn't play a part. Their questions, their doubts, may never be answered. And Elvis may have died feeling he was a lonely and friendless individual, but as a performer, as a superstar, as a great rock musician, he left behind a world full of admirers. Sure, he left behind those people who would cash in on his death and on his fans' sorrow, the storekeepers in Buffalo and other places who saw that there was money to be made in grossly overpricing his albums, the guy who made the musical movie spoof of Elvis's life, the movie showing Elvis, played by a singer-actor named Luther Bud Waney, performing nude and romping with naked groupies and such, a movie which has been banned by Britain's 2 biggest movie theater chains because it's in such bad taste. But there are the admirers, too. The people who tuned into the show Elvis in Concert, the last TV special done by the King, which was shown on CBS in the States on October 3rd, a month and a half after Elvis's death. They tuned in such large numbers that Elvis in Concert captured a phenomenal 50% of the viewing audience and became the top-ranked show on TV for a week. There are the people who have bought his albums in huge quantities since his death, but also the people who bought Elvis Presley's records all the years that he was alive. There are the 80,000 people who dropped whatever they were doing, scraped together the cash, and one way or another got to Memphis to pay their last respects to Elvis Presley. The world did not go about its business in quite the usual fashion from the late afternoon of August 16th till the afternoon of August 18th. And that says it all. Elvis, we loved you. Thank you for everything.
Hey, you get closer. The lights are going dim. The sound of the breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel. Yeah.